The next presidential election is more than 3 years away, but that hasn't stopped pundits and analysts from speculating about it. And one analyst says Arizona will be among the most important presidential battleground states in the country. Simon Rosenberg is president of the Washington, D.C. think tank ND, and he's done demographic analysis for more than 15 years and worked on Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign, and he joins me. And Simon, why is it that you think Arizona will be so important in 2020?
Well, it's moved from being outside of the battleground to now right in the middle. If you look at the results in 2016, Clinton did better in Arizona than she did in traditional battleground states like Iowa, North Carolina, and Ohio, for example. And also, it's a big state. I mean, if you look at the states that are available and are swing states in 2020, you know, it's one of the largest of the battleground states. I mean, there are only a handful of states that actually have more electoral college votes. So my assumption is that in 2020, Arizona will be, you know, similar to states like Ohio and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, right in the center of America's battleground.
When you look at the results from 2016, a lot of analysts said that Arizona was close mainly because of the nature of the two candidates, that if you had a more traditional Republican, for example, that Arizona would not have been all that close. So I'm wondering how much you think that played into the battleground status of Arizona both last time and in 2020.
Well, certainly more conventional or traditional Republicans are doing very well in Arizona, right? I mean, if you look at the senators and the governor there, I mean, it's a state where more conventional Republicans have prospered. But I think there's really two things driving the change. One is the basic demographics, right? I mean, Arizona has a very large Hispanic population, and similar to nearby states like California and Colorado and New Mexico and Nevada, the sheer size of the Hispanic population and the fact that it still leans about 2-to-1 Democrat means that as that population, more of that population becomes voters, it just will make the state more Democratic. The second thing, though, is the point that you made, which is that Trump is not well-built for the southwest border region of the United States. His politics that has been very critical of NAFTA and Mexico and very anti-immigrant and anti-Hispanic really cuts against the culture of the border region. And in fact, when you look at the results of the 2016 election, even though Trump gained about 2 points nationally from where Romney was in 2012, the three states that moved the most towards the Democrats were California, Texas, and Arizona. And that's a sign of what you're saying, that with Trump as the nominee, there was dramatic movement in the border region and the southwestern parts and the western parts of the United States towards the Democratic Party.
Well, you referenced how more traditional Republicans are prospering in Arizona. In fact, every statewide elected office is held by a Republican. Yep. The state legislature is dominated by Republicans.
Yep.
I'm wondering if this battleground status that you see, is that limited to the presidential race, or do you see that on down ballot races as well?
It may be happening faster at the presidential level because of Donald Trump presenting sort of a version of the Republican Party that is not well-regarded, even by many moderate Republicans or independents. But I think that these demographic changes are inexorable, and that, you know, you could see, like you saw in Nevada and Colorado and New Mexico and California, and even Florida, which has become a much more Democratic state over the last decade, these changes, because of the rise of the Hispanic population in Arizona, will start to make the state more Democratic over time.
When you talk about the shifting demographics and the rise of Hispanic voters, that's been something, as you know, that has been talked about in Arizona and elsewhere for many, many years. And it seems like every cycle, the key is getting people to vote. And so far, at least in large numbers, it hasn't really happened. I'm wondering
right.
if you think that going forward, that might change.
Well, I think it's going to be a question of investment. And what happened in other states, surrounding states, in New Mexico, Colorado, Nevada, right, there was dramatic and significant investment by the National Democratic Party in creating more Hispanic turnout. The National Democratic Party has never made that kind of investment in Arizona. And if it's now a battleground presidential state, as it will be in 2020, you could see a dramatic acceleration of this changing demographics that we're talking about because of the investment that's required to make that happen.
If, and at this moment we have no idea how big an if this might be, but if President Trump is not the Republican nominee in 2020, for whatever reason, How does that sort of change the calculus in your mind?
Well, it depends. And it depends on who the Democrat is, and it depends on, you know, who the Republican is. I mean, look, I don't see Arizona staying and remaining a rockbed Republican state. It's just, it's not likely. The big transition in voting psychologically for people is making that leap from being a non-voter to a voter. And if you see a big Hispanic turnout in the next two elections, that becomes a permanent condition in every state that this has happened in the rest of the country.
Simon Rosenberg is president of the Washington, D.C.-based think tank NDN.